Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning. Good morning. Well, it's good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are. This is the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, and you're in tune to the blogtalkradio.com, Caribbean Global Voices. Your host, Ivor Henry, and of course, I'll be here with you for the next 3 hours or so. I want to welcome all viewers, all listeners at this time, November 19th, 2022. And it's 9 o'clock in my neck of the woods. And with me this morning, I would have had Mertris first up as usual. Let's go ahead and say good morning to Mertris over there in New York, New York. Good morning, Mertris. How are you doing?
Good morning, Ivor. I'm doing okay, thank you. And you?
I am doing well, standing up, doing well for an old guy. It's cold in my neck of the woods. I can say in the 30s this morning.
I said join the club. It's 32 degrees in my neck of the woods.
Oh, 32. Oh, we are on par. I know we had something in common. Oh, very good, very good. Well, darling, you are moments away from Thanksgiving. This is going to be our last Saturday before we celebrate Thanksgiving on Thursday. So I think it's a good time for us to give thanks. Give thanks. So you want to tell us a little bit about New York City? Tell us about Mama Bobsy, and then we'll go into some prayers. How about that?
Okay, New York City is in the deep freeze. We have some sun, though, but the sun will fool you. If you're inside, you look outside and you see the sun out, you might think, oh, it's a nice day today. But when you open the door, it's a whole different story. But anyway, we're thankful that we're here, and we will embrace whatever comes our way today. Mother Babs, she's now in Boston at going to a funeral later today. Of our dear cousin, Vanetta Hanley Wallace. She'll be taking a leave today. And so we send our best love, condolences to the family and friends.
Yes, and that's over there in Boston. I spoke with her earlier in the week, and she did tell me about her venturing up to cold Boston for the funeral of Vanetta, yes.
Yeah. So I'd just like to say good morning to all. Hope you will be having a good day today. And if you're not, try and make it positive. So enjoy the show.
Yes, indeed. I want to say thank you for coming too. Of course, early this morning, first up, we have with us Leon as well. He might not be in a position to be audible, but we're going to recognize his presence with us always. Up front and center. So let's say a pleasant good morning to you, Liam, over there in southern Tallahassee. Hopefully you're not too cold.
Morning, Liam. Good morning. Dennis, if you're on, enjoy the show. Yes. Enjoy the day.
Yeah, Dennis might be listening up on the computer at this time. So that's Dennis over there in his PJs over there in Southern California. So with that, we just want to say we're here. We're going to be here until high noon. So spread the word and let all the friends know. Yes, we have with us Leon, and we're going to summon Leon to the podium. Leon, good morning, and how are you doing today?
Yeah, not too bad. Good morning to you and Mertris and all the other fans who are listening and watching. See, watching, I see.
Morning.
Thought you were. But nevertheless, yes, it's mild here up in Tallahassee area, so we're happy. Could be worse. Hope all the show goes well and all is well with you both.
Yes, indeed. Cool morning, Leanne. 32 degrees here in Georgia, Alpharetta, to be precise, Fulton County. And, so
we are
preparation for Thanksgiving, Leanne. I know that you're gonna be doing the house hopping.
I ordered a turkey dinner from Publix. That's what I usually do, and make merry, go sit with my daughters and some friends, and that will be it. You know, not too far to go, so. Come here, my wife. First Thanksgiving without my wife. So
that's what I was gonna come to next. Mm-hmm. I said it's gonna be a bittersweet one because your wife is not gonna be on earth. She's not gonna be with you to at least in your presence. So I know it's gonna be a little touching one, but nonetheless, make the best of it. As a matter of fact, Lynn, I think we should go ahead and summon you to pray this evening and remember your wife Eunice gonna be missing out on her first. You're gonna be missing out on your first Thanksgiving for eons that you guys been together. So can we summon you to do the prayer?
Okay, we'll just stick it on. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity you have allowed us to do another show. Caribbean Global Voices, we pray, Lord, that the show will go on without any interruptions whatsoever, that today's show will be an enjoyable one. Father, we thank you for all the wonderful support that is given to the show, Lord, and we pray that you just continue to bless the ones that make it possible. Bless Ivor, the host, and all the members of the panel, Cardinal Murchis and Limit, so she will. Lord, and thank you for the ones who have made it possible again, and those who have supported the show. We pray for the ones who are sick, mainly Bobsy Nisbet, and of course, Merches, and all the others who have not expressed their concerns, Lord. We are grateful for them, and we are hoping that you will just touch them and heal their bodies, Lord, from the bottom of their feet to the top of their heads. We pray for the ones who make it possible to finance this show, Lord. We thank you for all the blessings that have been showered on this show and pray today's show we want to be remembered. And, of course, Lord, help host Ivor as he pursues his task of bringing some excellent music during the entertainment hour portion of the show. We thank you again and pray for good things to happen today. In this wonderful show, in your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And thank you for that, Leanne. And of course, you know, the first hour we are going to be having our inspirational portion. We take you up until the top of the hour. That's until 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock we'll have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. That comes your way. Compliments Mr. Audley Watson. That's Ma Ruby's son. He's in the southern part of these United States. He's in South Florida at this time, made his way, journeyed all the way from Connecticut, and now he is very close to me in my neck of the woods. Of course, we'll have the ladies, Dawn and Debbie. They'll be in at 10:45 once they're available. If not, we will fill the void for them. And Colonel will hail his many fans. And, of course, he will have a commentary for us. At 11 o'clock, we'll have a Charlestown Secondary School class of 72. They're having a reunion over there in Nevis from the 18th until the 23rd of December. So we're gonna be they're going to be audible for 15 minutes or so. And, of course, we have an open time live for the next 45 minutes or so until the show comes to its completion. So we hope you stick and stay. Of course, you too can be a part of the show. 563-999-3693. And of course, if you care to view us on the World Wide Web, it's of course blogtalkradio.com/Caribbean Global Voices. Of course, if you wish to speak, you push the one, your hands will go up, and you will be recognized, and you'll become audible. So with that, I want to thank Liam for the prayer, special prayer. This is going to be the first Thanksgiving in quite some time since he's not going to be with his dearly departed wife, blessed memory. So with that, we're going to pretty much be saying it now because it's going to be the last show before Thanksgiving. So we're pretty much bringing some Thanksgiving into it as well. So with that and without any further ado, I don't know if much is have anything to say at this time, but you can feel free, Marcus.
No, just enjoy the show. Have a good day. Stay warm,
okay.
Everybody.
All right, then. Well, I'm going to specially dedicate this one for Leon. This is one of his favorites. It's as long as he would have heard this, his day would go very, very well leading into the weekend as well.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain. You've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. Don't stay, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain,
thank you.
grace, we can have Aaron Never sings for you. For you, amazing grace.
Oh, these are like snow the summer for bed to shine. But God who called me here.
God in prayer. Oh, what peace we are in front of our face.
Take it to the Lord in prayer. Oh, I'm sorry, I muted myself there. Take it to the Lord in prayer. In prayer. We will not get by without him. Do you realize that at the end of every prayer we say, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, well, we have Adrian Cunningham, and he's going to tell you how much he loves the Lord and how much the Lord loves us.
Ah, yes, God. Ooh, yes. Oh, Lord, Lord.
Lord, Lord, Lord. Oh, Lord, yes, I was so empty. I needed someone who could take away this emptiness inside. I turn away when friends would tell me I should come to you and surrender all my life. My life was reckless till I obeyed them and find a church that I could go to set me free. It was at the altar I cried, Lord, save me. I felt the burden slowly lifting off my life. Mm-hmm. My life was lost without you. Every time I think I'm better, I get worse. Oh, dear Jesus, I need your help, Lord. Don't you ever turn away and let me fall. All I have is only you, Lord. Every friend I look to always let me down. I remember you promised you'd never leave me. I'm depending on you, Lord, to hear my call. To call you, and you ran and
Oh, that is so soulful, so soulful. Oh, Lord, we love you. Lord, we need you. In the middle of the night, let's see what George Nooks has for us, what he's going to do. He is going to tell us how much he loves Jesus.
I need you, Lord, right now. Yeah, yeah, I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for his own. I must tell Jesus all of my troubles. He is a kind and compassionate friend. If I had make all my troubles quickly at hand. What must I do when worldliness calls me? What must I do when tempted to sin? Help me over the world, victory to win. I'm under Jesus. me. Jesus can help me. Only Jesus can help me. Only Jesus alone.
All of my trials, I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He promised to help me. He ever loved. Need a great Savior, one who can help my burdens to bear. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus alone.
I love him, I love him, I love him.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow white Christmas Eve, going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay. She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow white Christmas Eve, going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. Before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both her lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the wheel. Take the wheel.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle, and makes it whole. So carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the hopeless, confused and torn, and hold out your candle for all to see. Take your candle and go light your way.
We'll be right back. conflict and confusion, better known as the eyes of the West Indies. We already know who brought them here and who created this confusion. So I'm begging, begging my people, please, oh, we got to rally, rally from the West Indies, now and forever, yeah, rally, rally from the West Indies, don't come to fire.
Morning. Morning.
Good morning, Ivor.
Okay.
Everything's okay? That you ready?
Yes. I can hear you now.
Good morning, Ivor.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, partner.
What time?
Good morning, Leon. Good morning, Audrey. Dennis. Marquise and Lynette, good morning. Also, good morning to Barbara. Good morning to the listeners, wherever they are in the world. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night. Just would like to say welcome to the Saturday Morning Show, Sports Section. I'm going to start with World Cup Soccer, Ivan. You know, World Cup Soccer is in the year. World Cup Cricket just finished. World Cup Soccer is in the year right now. So we're down there in Qatar, where the World Cup will be played. It's starting tomorrow. We're just one day away, 11 a.m. local time. Qatar will play Ecuador. And then on Monday at 8 a.m., you'll have England versus Iran, Senegal versus Netherlands at 11 a.m., U.S. versus Wales, and that's at 2 p.m. And on Tuesday, you'll have Argentina versus Saudi Arabia, that's at 5 a.m., and Denmark versus Tunisia at 8. So that's just a look at some of the games coming up in those matches. For this starting the World Cup there. So, you know, we Caribbean folks love our soccer. So we'll be up, we'll be down, all kind of hours watching the game. So that's it for soccer, however. So we'll move on to what's happening locally here. And as I said last week, the U.S. Open is coming up, starting December 5th. So that's on the calendar there. I think, if I'm not correct, either from the 5th to the 19th or something like that. Well, I think that comes on for about 2 weeks. So I'm not 100% sure on the date. But that's what's happening locally. Also, in the South Florida Premier League / South Florida Cricket Alliance / Gold Coast Cricket League, there are two matches today, and that Matt Brown, U.S. Cricket Academy versus Stryker, which is at 11, Strikers, then Florida Tigers versus Miami Chargers at Brad Piccolo Park, that is at 10. Now we move on to Sunday, where you have Atlantic versus South Florida Sunrisers, that is at 9 a.m., that's at Travis Park. Titans versus Tritons, that's at John Prince, and that's at 10. Tyndall Star versus Palm Beach Gladiators, that's at Mount Galore North, that's at 10. Coconut Creek versus Eagles at Mount Grown, that's at 10. South India Tuskers versus Palm Beach Hurricanes, that's at Grand Piccolo South, that's at 10. And BCC Ignite versus PCC Googlies, that's at Sports Park, that's also at 10 o'clock. And St. Lucie versus West Palm Beach, that's up there in Girl Scout Friendship Park in Port St. Lucie, that's at 11. And Florida Cricket Academy versus Underdogs, that is at Miramar North, that is at 11:30. And at 2:30, you have Tropics International versus Myrtle Grove, and that's at Trading Park. That game starts at 2:30. So you have a doubleheader there at Trade Winds. So that's what's happening locally. However, we move on to what's happening on the international scene with cricket, where West Indies is playing a combined NSW and ACT 11, with West Indies making 424 for 9 to clear and 114 for 4. They batted first, Craig Bradbury. No. Devon Thomas stopped score with 77 not out from 79 balls. He had 7-4 and 2 sixes. Craig Bradbury, skipper, he got 75. Shamar Brooks getting 56. Jermaine Blackwood getting 42. Azari Joseph getting 33. Extras was right up there. There were 23 extras in that game. Raymond Reefer getting 21. Those are the main contributors. Oh, Jason Older got 50. My bad there. So those are the main contributors there, bowling for the NSW and ACT 11. Riley Airy, he gets 3 for 132, with Peter Francis getting 2 for 34, and Unar Verma getting 2 for 75. When they batted, they made 426 before they clear, with Blake McDonald getting 177 at all. He faced some 265 balls, 15 fours and 5 sixes in his innings. Next best was Oliver Davis. He got 115 from 106 balls. He had 14 fours and 3 sixes in his game. Then Justin Avendano, getting 54, and Jack Attenborough getting 51. So those are the main contributors there, bowling for West Indies. You have Chase, Reefer, Brathwaite, and Blackwood each getting a wicket, with Ralston Chase getting one 117. That's a good ball in there. So when West Indies batted, Chandler Paul, I guess he batted this innings. He got only four. Picked on Devon Thomas. Let's move up the order. He got 35. Boston Chase got 31. Reefer getting 19. And the Silver getting 12. So those 144 for four. So that match ended a draw. We move on to Australia versus England. And Australia is up 2-0 in this series after beating England last night. Australia made 280 for 8. England could only muster 202. The 280 out Steve Smith. Seems like he's coming into some good form. He got 94 on 114 balls. Marcus Levershane, he got 58 or 55 balls. And Michel March getting 50. With Travis getting 19. Ashton Agar getting 18. David Warner getting 16. And Marcus Stone is getting 13. Those are the main contributors there. In the 50 over 208 bowling. The wicket takers were Al Rashid getting 3 for 57 from the 10. Chris Wokes getting 2 for 42 from the 10. And David Williams getting 2 for 42 from 9. So those were the main wicket takers. When they batted, they could only muster 208. With James Finch getting 60. Sam Billing getting 71. Phil Salt getting 23. And Limey Davidson getting 20. Now bowling them, that impressive win there is Adam Zampa. He getting 9. I'm sorry, he got 4 for 45. I'm 9 for 5. Michelle Starr getting 4 for 47 and 8. And Josh Mitchell getting 2 for 33 there. So England lost that game by some 72 runs there. So that's what's happening in that game there. Now we turn to the Super 50. I don't think we had some exciting game in the Super 50 because those games were very, very high-scoring games in the Super 50. We started with Trinidad versus Barbados, and that game was a home singer of a game either. Whoever was watching that game, I know the captain was on the edge of his seat, even though he was playing in the game, because that game was, as I said, a humbling up a game. You know, Trinidad, TNT made 212 for 6 with Amir Django, Nicholas Puran getting 111 from 82 balls. He had 5-4 and 8-6s in innings. He spent only 94 minutes at the crease. Amir Django getting 81 with 6-4s and a 6. Darren Bravo getting 54. He had 7-4 and a 6. And Akil Hussain getting 42 from 20 balls. He only spent 20 minutes at the crease. He had 3-4s and 3-6s. I said they made 312 for 6. And I would say, if I was a betting man, I would say that was more than enough. If it was, but they had a scare of their life when Barbados battled. Now bowling for Barbados, Shamir Springer got 4 for 64 for 9, and Hakeem Jordan getting 2 for 31 from 10. When they batted, when Barbados batted, they made 302 for 8. And I say that one thing, they looked very dangerous. Thanks to Roshan Primus, he get 130 for 80 balls. He spent 122 minutes here. He had 10, 4, and 9 6. And he let that game look like it was going to be a cakewalk. Jonathan Carter getting 45. Nicholas Curtin getting 35. Hakeem Jordan getting 33. And Shea Hope getting 4. Those were the contributors there for that game. Bowling for Trinidad, Cannon Gabriel was the pick of the bowler, and he was in pink form there, to say the least. He had 10 overs for 43 runs. He bowled with some venom, and he bowled very, very accurate. Jimmy Narayan getting a wicket, Manchan getting a wicket, and Yannick Carrier getting a wicket. So those were the main wicket takers there. And that game, we turn to the next semifinal, which is Jamaica Scorpions and Guyana RP Eagles, as they're called. And that is another humdinger for me. When I looked at the score, I was 318 for 9. I said, Jamaica, on the next flight home. But they proved me wrong. The skipper coming up big in that game, but is very, very intelligent to bring that game home. I said, Guyana made 318 for 9, with Shimran Edmire getting 86, Shane Rutherford getting 56, and by the way, Emran 86 came from 76 ball. He had 8 4s and 3 6s. Rutherford 56 came from 43 ball. He had 6 4 and 3 6s. Kevin Sinclair getting 45 not out. 33 ball. He had 4 4s and 3 6s. Leon Johnson getting 30. Ramirez Shepherd getting 28. Anthony Bramble getting 22, and Kevin Imlash getting 20. So those were the main contributors there. Bowling for the Scorpions, Odin Smith. He bowled 9 over for 65 runs, and he got 5 wickets. With 2 going to Nicholas Gordon, he got 2 for 55, a wicket to Dennis Bulai, and Chevron Royal. So they, I wouldn't say they restrict them. That was a lot of runs either. When Jamaica batted, they had Brandon King. And it's my opinion that this gentleman could be playing all 3 formats of cricket for West Indies because of his batting style and how quickly he scored, runs. Not only how quickly, but his batting style suited for all 3 formats, seeing as if he could play test and he could play a one day and a T20 game. I hope they don't just put him into the basket of a Blackwood where they put him. Blackwood only can play test. I think the gentleman can play all 3 formats, but I could be wrong. When they batted either, they, as I said, Brandon King gave them a fly off a start there. To set up that game with the skipper, Ravman Powell came in and making 105 from 92 balls. He has 7-4 and 3 sixes. Brandon King getting 64 from 49 balls. He has 7-4 and 2 sixes. Eileen Williams getting 45, and you have Andre McCarthy getting 22, 19 from Odin Smith, 18 from Stephen Royal. He got 18 not out. Those were the main contributor. Extras was some 13 extra with 4 leg buys and 9 wides in that inning there. And the bowling for Guyana, Gudekens Moti, he got 3-48 from 10. Neal Smith getting 2-72 from 9.1. Those are wicked to Kevin Sinclair and Shane Rutherford. They each picked up a wicket. So today, Jamaica won that game by some 3 wickets with in 48.1 overs. So they cruise. I would say they cruised to victory, but that start that they got from Brandon King put them into their stand. There, the Diana was always trying to claw their way back into the game with Brandon, the start that Brandon King gave them. So this week, today, however, is the final between Trinidad and Guyana, and that should be a mouth-watering game there. So we all should be sitting back waiting to watch that final there. So that's what's happening to cricket, both international and local. As I said, soccer starts tomorrow, so I don't have to be at any game. I can sit back, relax, and watch my soccer tomorrow. And with the guys who has to go out there and play and want to see the game, but maybe they'll see it on rerun. So, we say kudos. May the best team win. So that's how. I meant to also mention that if India either makes it to the semifinal and heads are flying, what happened if they did not make hit there? They got knocked out like West Indies got knocked out in the first round. See, BCI sacked men's senior panel, and I think they might be even be talk of saying that they're going to get rid of the captain there for the team. So I would say that if they won or they got to the semifinal and there's turmoil in that camp, you see, people are saying the selectors are not alone to be blamed for their those are just some of the headlines there. However, if they make it that far and those guys, there's turmoil in their camp, I wouldn't like to see if they did not make it that far. You know,
I agree with you. But what West Indies is doing, they're down there just pussyfoot in there. I don't know. I don't understand. I mean, Simmons, he went ahead and said retire. But we need some more heads to roll. Clean house.
Ivor, if he did not resign from his post, he still would be the coach because these guys did not see anything that
I totally agree. Let me bring in Cardinal here. He had a little background noise there. Let's see. When he talks, I think it goes away. Cardinal, you have an interference there with you. What's your horse in the race? Talk of fever is up here. I pick Brazil number one, number two, and number three. I think they're going for the 6th world title. But keep a close eye on Argentina. And at the same time, France, the defending champions, they're not going to go away either. David say he has a fun first team.
But Pogba is not. I think he's injured. You know, I don't think he's in that squad, that France squad. I don't think he's in that squad.
Yeah, but when you're defending champions, you have a little something going for you. You know, you have a little something going for you. Well, all I can say is Qatar is going to be on high for the next couple of weeks. About 64 teams. That's 64 games, 32 teams. That's a lot of soccer out there, a lot of football. But like
yeah,
I said,
yeah,
I go
yeah.
1-2-1-3.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. First of all, Ivor, which France won the is the defending champion? Last World Cup, Africa won it. And I like the way that you correct yourself, because I know that David can't go to Virgil's house for none of those games. Virgil came on and David came on and said, Virgil said, World Cup soccer. Virgil don't like that. So I'm going to tell you now, David, if you're going to go to Virgil's house to watch any of those games, you got to apologize first. Now you said World Cup soccer.
Okay,
Virgil
so
would have
World
none
Cup
of that.
Football.
Right.
I said World Cup football.
You see how quick? You saw quick Ivor correct yourself?
Yeah.
I don't know what's coming down the pipe. Yeah, okay. Well, good morning, David. It's good to have you.
Yeah, morning, sir. Morning.
Yes. And so with what's going on in Europe right now, I'm not sure how happy them Africans gonna be to be representing France for the next World Cup. But we'll watch and see. Remember, it was the French MP who told the African representative in the French Parliament to go back to Africa. They're not going to be happy about things like that.
As I was saying, Cardinal, I don't think Pogba is into this France team. You see they have Hugo, Luis, Alfonso Areola, and Steve Mandanda. Those were the goalkeepers. And then the defenders is Benjamin Pavard, Jules Koundé, Presnel Kimby, William Saliba, and Ralph Varane, Lucas Hendricks, Theo Hendricks, the Doyota Umekano, and Ibrahima Kanté, and Adrian Robert. These are the midfielders: Rabiot, Ariel Ousmane, and Youssef Fofana, and Matteo Dozzi, and Jordan Veraud, and Eduardo Camavinga. Those are the midfielders, and then in the forward, Kimberly Coman, Mbappe, and Benzema, Giroud, Griezmann, Dembele, and Christopher Coutinho. Those are the guys who are playing. So I know Pogba, as I was listening to something there that said he got injured and he's not there playing. So they lost one of their better players right there. So, and my brother is in Africa, and this chat line here that they have, a friend of mine have, he's on there saying the cup is going back to Africa. So I might be inclined to go in that direction because they're playing some good games. But go ahead, Cardinals.
Yeah, well, you know, we're just looking at the events as they unfold. You know, the game is in Qatar, and you know that is anticipation of the game. The game drawing a lot of money, generating a lot of facilities.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're gonna look and wonder, you know, how we're gonna see. With economy crashing in this part, in the Western world, you got to look forward to see if Qatar and Abu Dhabi and those little Arab interests around there are going to be in any way poised to control soccer.
Yeah, but they already, not to cut the corner, they already, first of all, there's a lot of heat right now, a lot of stuff going on around that. Remember that the past president is saying it was wrong to give that game to Qatar in reference to how they treat people. I'm not talking about human rights, just the treatment of people that they do, you know, laborers, things like those. And, you know, their regime that they have down there. You also look at Saudi Arabia is now getting involved in golf, that live series. So, yeah, they're spreading their blood money around the world.
Exactly.
A country who carved up a gentleman just because of his, you know, disagreement with them. That's not good. So I know there's a rift between some of the golfers right now saying that they shouldn't be supporting Qatar in trying to wash their blood money in the world. But you think something a cardinal.
Yeah. Well, you know, that discussion is going to come up. We're going to need to see how the media is either going to stay away from it or sweep it under the rug or give it a different look. You know, put on some face makeup on it and make it look pretty. That'd be good for them. So, but we'll hear the comments. Fortunately, we do not have to rely completely on mainstream media, you know, because you have outlets like Al Jazeera, which we are hearing now. I don't know how they are gonna sustain, and you have the social media outlets where other people who would not have had a voice get to make their comments by their podcast and stuff like that. Now, it's going to be a challenge to sift through all that. But we've had to do the same thing with NBC, ABC, CBS. We have had to sift through the mess to discover if ever they would tell us the truth about what surround these events. And that is nothing new. But I think we're going to get a little closer to it.
Cardinal, you don't have to go far. Just look at when the World Cup was played in South Africa. The people who built the stadium could not even afford to get to the gate.
Okay. There you go. And you look around the crush, the economic crush that we are suffering in this part of the world, it's evident, and I think sometimes we kind of turn a blind eye to it. You know, I mean, a tin of milk that I bought at the grocery store last week for $1.39, I go back this week and it's $1.59. I mean, I'm fortunate that it's not more than that. You know?
Yeah.
So we're looking at that economic crash, and like you say, those little principalities over there enjoying their blood money are really going to control the market in terms of how we see sports and how it's being reported to us and how we get access to accurate information about what has taken place.
Yeah.
Because like you said, nobody would want to say anything about Saudi Arabia, but you know, they cut up, like you said, they carve up a young man, and we can't get the truth of why they did it.
Yes,
and we don't
yes.
see anybody being you know, threatened with,
yes,
with
yes.
prosecution, you know. We don't see none of that.
No, because you see, if you do that, you know, remember that the big countries, them is going to suffer because they can just cut off their oil and you will die off. So they already have their billions, because in this crisis that we are having right now, the oil company are boasting that they make their biggest profit this time around.
Exactly.
You just
exactly.
have billions of dollars. And right
exactly.
now, they're laying off people into this festive season that is coming up. They're laying off. Amazon is laying off some 10,000 people. And you have the other idiots there at Twitter is messing around with people. People are flying away from their left, right, and center. So, you know, here you have people who are billionaires spending their money using flying rocket going up in space, and that costs billions of dollars. And yet you, the poor man can't survive. You want to threaten me that I come and work like a slave and all of that stuff, man. So, you know, it's just that. With Saudi Arabia, everyone is looking at their oil giant. If you say anything, they cut off their oil and we'll be out, you know. So that's it.
That's it, please. Ivor.
Yeah, let's go ahead and greet your fans.
I think Debbie has indicated that she's stuck at work, and Don, she indicated is still in Antigua. I was anticipating that Don was getting out of Antigua last week, but apparently she's still in Antigua. So I heard from Debbie this morning. So we may not be expecting them. But we, like you do, we're going to still do our commentary on their behalf. Yes, with that said, let me say good morning to all the fans, friends. Thank you, David. All the fans,
friends, and supporters of the
Saturday morning entertainment show. And particularly to the special friends who, as we say, we look to for a little bit of advice and guidance. And for that, we say thank you to Mertris, Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Babsy Nisbet up there in New York. Good morning to you. I understand it's getting cold. Yeah, but, you know, like we say, we've got sunshine here on the Saturday morning entertainment show. Good morning to Irma Thompson over there in St. Martin and my good man Carlos. Well, they're always going to be having a good time. They can share the sunshine with you. Good morning, Irma. Good morning, Carlos. Good morning, St. Martin. I'm going to go on down and say good morning to Lynette over there in St. Kitts. And they're shining in this wonderful day of sunshine and the Saturday morning entertainment show. Good morning, Lynette. Hoping that you are here with us. Hopefully we'll hear you sometime later on the day. I'm going to go on over to Nevis, where I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Doe and his staff there at 2020 Vision, and particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. Good morning. Good morning. I'm going to go on up to the UK, where I'm going to say good morning to Omel, our resident Liverpool fan, and she's keeping close watch on Liverpool climbing the ladder, she says. Not that they're going to be the number one this year, but she's happy with their performance so far. She's not hopeless yet. Good morning to you. And I'm going to come across and say good morning to the people in Fort Lauderdale, particularly to Marva Jones, my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, her little brother Malik, and sister Tanaya. Good morning to you. I'm going to say good morning to Elimat, King Elimat, that is, and hoping that the brother is doing fine and doing okay. I'm going to go on up to Georgia. We're going to say good morning to Monique, Yvette, and Barbara. Having a great day with the... What's it called? Georgia is getting its share of cold as well, I understand. And they're still struggling in this fight in this election fight between Mr. Warnock and Mr. Walker. Man, what a mess. What do I say? Good morning to you. Come on in here, get a break from that, and enjoy the Saturday morning show. And good morning to my dear sister Yvonne. This is a second week I have not heard anything funny from Yvonne, and I begin to wonder. But I know she's okay. Good morning, Yvonne. Hoping that you're having a great time with us this morning. And I got to go on and say good morning to Kathleen, because Kathleen, the entertainment show's favorite, our most dedicated fan of the Inspirational Hour, she's going to be celebrating a birthday on Monday, November 21st. I'm getting like Ivan, stealing birthdays here. Kathleen, happy birthday, Kathleen, as it comes up on November 21st. And I remember today that this is Tash's mom's birthday. She passed last year. I'm sure Tash is going to be thinking about her mom on her birthday. Good morning to you, Tash. And my grandson, CJ, who's now in middle school. Boy, can you believe that? He's on the honor roll as well. So let me shout out to TCJ and say congratulations, my man. And keep doing whatever you do. It's a kind of bittersweet day for me. I usually, during the course of this month, because on November 21st, I never forget the loss of my son, Chetan Hassani Mills. He died on November 21st, 19 years ago. Well, they say may his soul rest in peace. That's it for the special fans, friends, and celebrations for this moment. I'm going to go right into the birthdays and anniversaries.
Yes, about this time, we're going to be representing Dawn and Debbie with the Antigua Care. So, Colonel, go straight on into that.
We have to put a plug in for, in the absence of Dawn and Debbie, we have to put in a plug in for the wonderful work they're doing with their charity, Antigua and Barbuda Care, because we are appealing to those our members of our listening audience to offer whatever assistance they could provide to Dawn and Debbie. They are working pretty hard to address what they perceive as very destitute conditions in Antigua and Barbuda with respect to housing, you know, children getting to school, children being sick, do not have enough money for medical services. People on the street not getting a good healthy meal, you know, even once per day. And they are trying to take care of this on their own terms. So we are asking to offer you assistance in this really powerful human endeavor. We congratulate, we recommend and commend Dawn and Debbie for their efforts in what we see as their attempts to heal the world. Thank you for listening and hope that you can offer them whatever assistance you have. They are facing mammoth challenges, and so we commend them for the efforts they bring to meet these challenges. Back to you, Ivor.
Yes, indeed. We have to always represent the Antigua Care, and they're not only caring for Antigua and Barbuda, they're healing the world. Thus says the theme song for them. Well, we are holding up 10:48 in our neck of the woods. We know that you're 1 hour ahead of us, Cardinal. So being ahead of us, I don't know if that's an advantage. So in other words, is it okay for me to say we are behind you? They say behind every successful man is a woman, but I'd hate to know that I'm behind you.
Doesn't mean that that's a bad place. It doesn't mean that that's a bad place to be around. Not necessarily.
Man, I know both of it sucks, man.
Sometimes it all depends on which way the wind is blowing.
Oh, okay. I got you. Yep. What you know? Yeah, Guanla King do not. Yeah, it depends on which way the wind is blowing. And depends on which way you're
so behind me is not always just such a bad place. You know, sometimes you're behind me, you can keep an eye on me. You can be in a better position to keep an eye on me. If that is necessary.
We won't
you know.
Here.
And I will be the one who tasked with the burden of looking over my shoulder. You see, so
yeah.
It's not always such a bad place after all.
Okay. I heard that. 11 o'clock, we're gonna be having some representative coming in from the class reunion of 72 Tarzan Secondary School. So let's see, can we get something? We can get something in the meantime for them.
Let me get through the birthdays and anniversaries by Audley.
You're gonna get through that in 10 minutes?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, let's
see. Yeah, good morning. These are the birthdays, anniversaries and historical notes for November 19th, the 323rd day of 2022. Compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. Out of Barbados, you have Adrian Griffith, and also Royal Branca. From England, Willie Bates and Henry Jopp. From Pakistan, Salim Jaffer, Nashtar Sandu, a female cricketer. From South Africa, Richard Brumbel, Samson Shabala. From Australia, Frank Mishon and Cameron Bancroft. That's the young man who they caught up in that scandal, wasn't he? From India, Anagha Dashpande, a female cricketer. From Kenya, Rajab Ali and Munir Alam Khan. From Papua New Guinea, Shad Supa. It is the birthday of Audley's friend Andrew Green out of Jamaica. Sportscaster Ahmad Rashad, he's 73. Broadcast journalist Anne Curry, she's 76. She's 66, sorry. African-American movie director Barry Jenkins. Fashion designer Calvin Klein, who's now 80. Former NASA astronaut Eileen Collins. Actress Erica Alexander from The Cosby Show and Living Single. You remember her. She's 53. Actress, director, Jodie Foster, R&B singer, Little Mo. Actress, Meg Ryan, broadcasting and sports mogul, Ted Turner. Turner Broadcasting, bringing CNN and all that kind of stuff. Rapper Tiger is 33. Talk show host, Dick Cavett, he's 66. Actor, T.C. Carson, also from Living Single. Former TV host and voice actor, Larry King. He left this in 2021. James Garfield, the 20th president of the United States, his birthday is today. Former American businessman and author Jack Welch. American actor and martial artist Jason Scott Lee. American baseball player Ryan Howard. Indira Gandhi, the former prime minister of India. She was assassinated in 1984. It is said in 1492, Columbus visited Puerto Rico on his second voyage. You know they're going to call that a discovery. Okay. In 1620, the Mayflower reaches the Cape Cod and explores its course. That's the entry of the mass migration of Europeans into North America. In 1805, Matthew Lewis and William Clark, the Lewis and Clark expedition, reaches the Pacific Ocean and the first Europeans to cross the West. led by an interpreter and indigenous guide. In 1824, a storm caused floods in St. Petersburg, Russia, killing 10,000 people. In 1861, the first petroleum shipment, 1,329 barrels from the U.S. to Europe, leaves Philadelphia for London on the Elizabeth Watt. In 1893, the first newspaper color supplement, New York World. In 1906, London, England selected to host the 1908 Olympics. In 1933, women were allowed to vote in Spain. In 1944, World War II, U.S. President Franklin Roosevelt announces the sixth war loan drive aimed at selling $14 billion in war bonds to pay for the war effort. In 1953, the U.S. Supreme Court rules that baseball is a sport, not a business. Huh. Tell the U.N. so we're to stop that right now. In a military coup in Mali, President Modibo Keita flees. In 1976, Jaime Ornelas Camacho takes office as the first president of the regional government of Madeira in Portugal. In 1979, Astros signed pitcher Nolan Ryan to a record four-year, $4.5 million contract in baseball. In 1984, New York Mets Dwight Gooden, 20, is the youngest to be named National League Rookie of the Year. In 1985, U.S. President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev meet for the first time, and they are world leaders. In 1989, U.S. beat Trinidad and Tobago 1-0 to qualify for the 1990 World Cup finals in football. And I'm going to clarify by saying soccer. I know Virgil is not going to be happy, but it was the U.S.'s first qualification since 1950. In 1994, Aishwarya Rai, 21, of India, was crowned the 14th Miss World. In 1998, Vincent van Gogh, the portrait of the artist without a beard, sells at an auction for $71.5 million. Imagine a dead man making so much money, neither. You were like, can't even make cut this off for that. In 2017, Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe refuses to resign in a TV speech after being ousted as the leader of the ruling ZANU-PF party. In 2018, Ivanka Trump sent hundreds of emails from her personal account about government business, according to the Washington Post report. In 2021, the longest partial lunar eclipse since 1440, lasting 3 hours, 28 minutes, and 23 seconds. Those are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes, compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. Thank you. Back to you, Ivor.
Yes, sirree. Okay, well, we gonna be waiting, standing by in the next 3 minutes to see someone's gonna be coming through for CSS. In the meantime, Vinetta, her funeral is over there in Boston this morning. As a matter of fact, it's ongoing as we speak. I heard from Cecilia, and she did say that she's viewing it online. You remember Vinetta from Newcastle, right? Vinetta Wallace?
Newcastle, yes. Vinetta Wallace.
Colonel?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
I remember better. Yes, somebody did send me a note indicating that she passed. And earlier this week, I think it was the 6th Thursday, was the burial of a classmate, Stephen Jones, from Butler's.
Yes.
And I think he lived, yes. His funeral was earlier this week.
Okay, well, I play this one until the Nivisions come in. The Doe Brothers out of Nivis. How about this? A few good men.
What this dying world could use is a willing man of God, who dares to go against the grain and work without applause. protecting what is pure, whose love is tough and gentle, a man whose word is sure.
God doesn't need an orator who knows just what to say. He doesn't need authorities to reason him away.
He doesn't need an army to guarantee a win. He just needs a few good men. Men full of compassion, who laugh and love and cry. Men who'll face eternity and not afraid to die. Men who'll fight for freedom and honor once again. He just needs a few good men.
He calls the broken derelict whose life has been renewed.
He calls the one who has the strength to stand up for the truth. Enlistment lines are open and he wants you to come in. He just needs a few good men. Men full of compassion, who laugh and love and cry. Men who'll face eternity and not afraid to die. Men who fight for freedom and honor once again. He just needs a few good men. Men full of compassion, who laugh and love and cry. Men who'll face eternity and not afraid to die. Men who'll fight for freedom and honor once again. He just needs a few good men. Men full of compassion, who laugh and love and cry. Men who'll face eternity and not afraid to die. Men who'll fight for freedom and honor once again. He just needs a few good men. He just needs a few good men. He just needs a few.
Yes, indeed, Jesus needs a few good men, and we have one here with us, a really, really, really good man, the man who would have masterminded Charleston Secondary School class of 1972. Sounds like a long way off. There's none other than the illustrious one, Mr. Moulton Esdale, is here with us this morning. He's going to take us all the way up to 11:15, I suppose. Is he accompanied by someone, or is he going to go solo? Good morning, sir.
Well, welcome. Welcome. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate the welcome. Thank you very much for the invitation. I certainly applaud you for all that you're doing, and for you in the right place at the right time.
Yes, indeed. Cecilia told me she is viewing a funeral at this time. You remember Vinetta Wallace out of Newcastle? She has left us.
Yeah, I don't seem to recall. Yes, Cecilia was trying to fill me in. I don't recall if I see her. But my condolences go to the family, of course, always.
Yes, indeed. Well, I've heard your representation on 2020 Vision Radio morning and evening. Carlisle had his sister and Dr. Joan Evelyn. They were on Thursday evening. Quite a bit of time there. They had over half an hour.
And in the morning, there, Brentford and Ali, you had quite a bit of coverage there as well. So the word is getting out, and of course, we're here to accommodate as well. So
thank you very much, Mr. Henry. Appreciate it so much. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, Marie Claudette Byron, 12/21, which is a Wednesday. We do have a time when we gather together at the Charleston Secondary School at about 11 o'clock, and we have a session for reminiscing, taking us back and look where we started, you know, reflecting. And maybe to give guidelines to any student available or anything like that, or even the listening audience, we'll try to get it across as many people as possible. And you're welcome to join us. We'll have interaction, feedback, and just a time of getting together to establish us. And without the CSS, without Charleston Secondary School, we would not have made it. And I listened actually to the graduation ceremony for the fifth formers and the sixth formers, and it was very impressive. And I think it would be nice if we can get them to attend that session and kind of give them a little guideline, a sense of direction, and to tell them exactly where we have come and what we have accomplished and how the path pretty much that we chose, and if you can influence in any way, yes, any of these students. And so that's on the Wednesday. We'll come together for that session. On Thursday, we're going to take a break. It's for resting, relaxing, and then we come back again on the Friday for a banquet at 7 o'clock. The tickets are $55 and 150 EC, 55 US, and it's going to be 150 EC. At the Jessup's Community Center in Jessup's Village, St. Thomas's. We are promoting a discount, really. If you join us, if you buy your tickets, purchase your tickets before November 30th, you will be paying only $50 for the ticket for the banquet. We have an entertainment for you for that night, and I'm not sure if Marie is on yet. Is Marie there yet? She can shed a little bit more light on the entertainment. We're not going to give away too much, but we just...
No.
If you could remind Mary to push the one so that her hands would go up and we'd recognize that she's there.
I am here. Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, Marianne.
Just watch. Good morning.
Welcome,
just
Marie.
Watch.
Welcome, Marie.
Good morning, right. Guys. It's an honor to be in the presence of such esteemed gentlemen. Ivor,
right.
How are you? Hello, Ivor. Can you hear me?
Yes,
Marie.
Yes.
You said what's
it is? Marie. I know Ivor Morton is here, but the comment is good thus far. But you know who else is here?
Who else?
Okay. That's why you should have found out before you start talking about esteemed gentlemen.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. I have to be, you know, gender thing. Okay. Ivor, why are you putting me on the spot after so many years?
No, that's okay. Cardinal who I get blamed for everything now, you know. I have
know.
The wicked.
Yeah.
Yes, but Moulton wanted you to just go ahead and say all the good things.
Yes, about the banquet.
Sure.
The grand finale for the week's activities would be our banquet, which would be held on the 23rd of December at the Jessup's Community Center. That's in Jessup's Village, St. Thomas's Parish. Time, 7 p.m. sharp. And as Moulton mentioned, the price is $55 US or 150 EC. But we are doing a special. We have discounted the price because we realize it's Christmas time and we want as many friends of CSS students and CSS members to attend. So we dropped the price to $50 EC or 140, no, I'm sorry, 50 US dollars. Or 140 EC dollars, and that is through the end of November 30th. Correct, Moulton?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, And in terms of the entertainment, we don't want to give away too much, but we just want to give you a little teaser and tell you we are going to have appearances by two Calypso kings. Okay?
Oh, wow.
Indeed. In addition to that, I know Moulton mentioned the scrumptious food that we're going to have. I'm not going to tell you what the foods are, but just imagine you're going to be licking your finger even when the event is over. In addition to that, we're going to have entertainment. We're going to have like poetry reading and other stuff. So we're just appealing to everybody to come out. We want family members, alumni of CFS, students, past teachers. Just come out and have a wonderful time, because I guarantee you, you're going to be talking about this event long after it's over. Moulton, how am I doing so far? Do you want anything added?
Fantastic, fantastic. I couldn't have done it better. Thank you very much, Marie.
Okay.
Well,
just having two Calypso King on that night,
yes,
I think it's more than worth the price.
Yes, and that's exactly what, yes.
So in other words, you're going to ask people to come with their dancing shoes as well, because you said...
Oh, yes. Oh, and I forget to say, Ivor, you have to dress to impress, okay?
That's right.
Dress to impress. Dress nicely.
Yes.
It's going to be a really, really great event.
Yeah, Colonel already have his suit. He's coming in a clown suit because it's close to Christmas, so it's going to be a clown.
No. You know, Ivor, I was on my brother Carlisle's show on Thursday, right? I don't know if you know, Carlisle is my little brother, my baby brother. And he's going to be my date. And I told his listening audience that Carlisle liked to dress. So they better come out and dress too. Because
as a matter of fact, Carlisle said, you're putting him on a spot. He has to go and get himself a new suit.
Yes. So that's where we set the bar very high. So Cardinal,
yes.
I don't know about the clown suit.
The clown suit. You gotta read between the lines, eh?
Yes, I am.
And that's why I told you earlier. Be sure you know who's on here before you could have attended the gentleman meeting to Moulton, but you didn't know who else was on here. So.
Yeah, that's true. Guys, forgive me. I apologize. What?
Mary, are you a Christian? You're a Christian?
I'm a Christian?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm in the presence of Pastor Elder Moulton Esdale. Yes.
For whatever reason,
you're going to ask me,
Anna.
The answer is yes.
Anyway, I'm sure if you're a Christian, you have read the Bible, and it tells you do not trust. How it goes? Do not trust cursed swine.
Yes, I remember that.
You can't trust swine. Right. So, be careful what you're throwing around your compliments. Who is it directed to you? Sometimes you got to specify.
That's true.
Should make that very clear to you.
Yes.
The Bible says about dogs.
They'll cast your purse for swine.
Or just swine. Okay. Okay.
Just
doesn't
swine.
Involve. Thank you.
Thank you for putting me on the straight path. You know, we are living in a world now where you have to be very careful what words you use, because, you know, certain subjects are so sensitive, and we have to be aware of that. So, well taken.
That's why I like Cardinal. He's a guy up front. You knew that.
Very good at
the table,
guys.
Listen, and when I see you, I'm going to give you one cuff.
You guys are very good entertainment. Very good.
Okay.
Yeah.
One other thing I'd like, thank you very much, Marie. One other thing I'd like to add is that I got confirmation just this morning that the Nevis Bakery has volunteered to help us sell some of these tickets. So if you want to obtain your tickets, Elvin Bailey has some,
but he's going to forward some over to the Nevis Bakery. So if you're in Charlestown, you can pop by the Nevis Bakery and you can obtain your tickets for the banquet.
That's wonderful news.
Yes, yes,
so someone
that's very good.
Someone want to buy it from overseas and then get someone pick it up there. They can do that too? They would be accommodating that?
You mean tickets from the bakery?
Yeah, if you can, you can. Can you buy it overseas?
Yeah.
And just, okay, do you care to give the number for the bakery or something, or address or something? Maybe that would be nice.
I don't have the number here with me. That's an error on my part there.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Tom Morton, I don't have it available either.
Yeah, I don't have it either. Okay. I have to get that for another time. I'm sorry. Yeah, but I guess it's, and even the bakery is well known. I guess you could always just look it up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was another way. There's always another.
Right.
Always.
Yeah, but Morton, I think that's great news in addition to Elvin because
Bailey. Right.
Yeah,
right.
Because I remember I got comments too. Though that was one of the comments that I received because Elvin is such a busy gentleman, you know, and sometimes, you know, it might be difficult for people to reach him, you know, and it would be easy on him if we have other sources, you know, selling
the
tickets.
That's correct. Yeah, I worked on that. I eventually got confirmation today.
Mm-hmm.
I have another question. Is there an age limit or height limit for the banquet?
No. We didn't really establish that.
If kids are allowed or if you have kids meal or, you know, teenage, how any restriction, just in case? I think I might want my granddaughter to attend with her mother. I was thinking about that.
We would have to think about the price too, right, Morton? For children.
Right.
We never addressed that. That's a good
accommodate,
question.
That's a good question. We'll take that into consideration.
You get the hard questions here. You know that. You get the hard questions here to put you on the right path. You know that.
Yes, thank you. And two is better than one, definitely.
Right.
But we're having a meeting tomorrow, so we'll consider that.
Right. And the banquet would be PG rated anyhow.
Right, so, and Morton, you could go ahead and tell them about the money that you're collecting and where the profit is going to be going.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Right, thank you. From the proceeds that we collect, we would like to make a very good donation contribution to the Charleston Secondary School. We want to make sure, since we impacted the world, we want to impact them with our sizable contribution. So please, we're looking for sponsors, donors, you know, you name it. Please, whatever you donate to the group definitely goes to the school. It goes to the school. The school has to benefit. We have to make an impact. And so please, we're entertaining, we're accepting donations, any size, any amount. Thank you very much. I appreciate it so much.
Yep.
Morton.
Yes, sir.
I am going to call you later. I need to get a hold of Elvin's number.
Okay.
Or you can just text it to me. A number I can call him by WhatsApp.
Yes, definitely. I can text that to you.
Okay.
Sure, definitely. Right after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So go ahead and give a plug for the magazine as well while you're at it and ads.
Right. Thank you very much for the time. Yeah, we do have a magazine. It's a souvenir magazine, and we have pages that we had promoted. We had pages that people were able to purchase. As a matter of fact, I think most of the inside back cover and the inside front cover, they're gone already. Some companies in Nevis, already purchased those pages, and so they're gone. And so anybody else, if you would like to get words of congratulation to the group, whatever it is, you can purchase a page. A full page is $100 US or $265 EC. A half a page is $75 EC, US, sorry. And then it's $199 EC. A quarter of a page is $133 EC or $50 US. A business card, if you want to promote a business, you can also obtain that. It's $20 US and $53 EC. And, of course, if anybody wants to just say a word of congratulations to a classmate or whatever, by just a booster for 13 EC as well as 5 US. And so that's there. We'd like to get that in place. As a matter of fact, the printer has given us a certain period of time in which we have to submit all our entries. And so please, this is going to, it's a good keepsake. It's something that would last for years to come. We're promoting a lot of things inside there. And so please make sure you submit whatever entries you have to this magazine. Thank you very much. It's our anniversary souvenir magazine.
Okay. Marlon, we have people on the ground like contacting businesses in Nevis and St. Kitts for sponsorship, advertise and pay.
I did someone on the ground. I guess you have people like Alice and Elvin. They're the ones on the ground.
And you have Valerie Thompson, too.
And Valerie Thompson. Right. Yeah, I reached out to a few businesses.
And Earl Smith.
Right. And
Marlon.
In St. Kitts, right. Yes, sir.
I wonder if we have a... we're going to have a little wrestling here because we did, correct me if I'm wrong, kind of. I thought we locked in the back page for the 130 US. And you just said it's gone.
Inside back cover?
We did lock that in.
That's yours.
Huh?
That's all yours. That's what they said. It's gone. Listening audience.
yes, it's confirmed that we got that one, Ivor.
Yeah, that's confirmed.
Yeah, because it's gone in Nevis. So I thought it went to the Nevis end of it. Okay.
No. That's gone. We already locked that in.
You're it.
Okay. So there's no wrestling. There's no tongue wrestling. There's no. Okay, good. Seems like you're going to have a fight there for that page.
I was just telling them what's there.
We don't have to fight, man. Membership has its privileges.
There you go.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. I certainly appreciate it, and may the blessings of the Lord be upon you all. And those in the listening audience, we're looking forward to your support. Have a beautiful day and a wonderful weekend.
Yes, give our
thank you.
Of the folks there. Last week we had Dr. Joan Evelyn, and prior to that we had Celia, Dr. Roger Bone. So bring them on, and now...
And today we have Marie, right?
Yes, now we have Marie, so now we're going to have again. We had I listened to her on 2020 Vision Radio.
2020 Vision, right, yes. She did a fantastic job.
So I expect to hear her again. Well, it's going to be Thanksgiving, so let's off the record now. What's up for Thanksgiving? Let's go ahead and wish you guys a happy, happy Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Thursday.
Thank you. Your family.
Yes, and
your
family,
everybody else.
I need to survive. You don't eat to be full now.
That's true.
And as we grow older, we get wiser.
There you go.
I could identify some exceptions to that. So hopefully.
That went straight over Cardinal's head. That went straight over his head. Okay, folks, well, we're going to see you guys here next Saturday for sure.
Okay.
And, working the either the kiddies meal or if teenagers can attend as well, because
I make myself a note right now. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yes. Thanks to your listening audience. Thanks to everyone.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks to everyone. Thank you very much. Have a beautiful one.
Folks, okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye.
morning be a day late and a dollar short. You just missed Mr. Moulton and what's his name, Maurice? Would you be Powell, the Colonel? I know it's Carlisle.
Maury Byron.
You said Maui?
Maury Byron. Anybody who knows, I would know her by Maury Byron.
Claudette. Okay, Claudette sounds more familiar. I heard Carlisle mention Claudette from my elder sister, Claudette. So, yeah. Dr. B.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, they say you're a dollar late. Yeah, day late and a dollar short. You just missed the...
No. I listen to everything. You guys just ignored me. I was trying to talk even.
Oh.
I've been on there for at least 20 minutes.
Oh, man, I just saw the hand up there just a while ago.
Yeah, so I heard Moulton. I heard the young lady. Just want to say good morning to everybody. My voice is a little bit on the croaky side. I think I picked up an upper respiratory bug somewhere. So trying to...
You're listening? Trying to? Oh, your voice gone again. Okay. Yeah, you seem like your voice... Voice has failed you, really. He's still on, but probably muted himself somewhere along the line. You muted yourself somewhere along.
Okay, he's back. Yes? He's back.
Okay, you're back, B.
Okay, so, yeah, I was just saying good morning to everyone and happy Saturday, happy Sabbath. Whatever. And
yeah. Okay, well, I'll do a happy everything. Yep. Same is dropped. Okay, well, folks, we just have another sort of gold cardinal. And I know you have a commentary for us, so let's get straight to that. Before we wind up, I haven't heard from Leonard out of St. Kitts as yet. Normally comes in to tell us what's happening in that neck of the woods. So let's get the commentary going. We have... Okay, go ahead. I was going to introduce him, but go ahead.
Now, this reminds me...
But
this past week reminds me of...
Hold on. Leonard one just called in to say hello here. Let's get up.
Okay.
Good morning, Leonard.
Good morning.
Yes, how are you doing?
Morning, everybody. Morning, Ira. Morning, Cardinal. Kathleen, morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Leonard.
Oh, David said, nice good morning to me, so you couldn't catch him today.
Okay. Yeah, we got you. How is it St. Kitts?
A bit overcast, a little sunny, but kind of overcast, but nice. Everything good. Double salary paying. Everybody happy. So lots of money. 3 VAT days and double salary. So people have money to spend for the Christmas, I guess.
What about January?
You heard that? Can I say what about January?
Oh, well, some of them think January will see for itself, but I know my grandmother always say, don't spend all December because January is the hardest month of the year. So
that's
I have that in my back of my head. I hope they remember that when they're...
The wind is high, the water is dark. Can't see the bottom. That's what they say about January.
Okay.
Okay.
So they, you want them to have enough. They don't have enough to carry over.
Well, you're supposed to. You're supposed to learn from other people's mistakes. And so you have a whole lot of people come before us, and they tell us that January is hard. So if they tell us January is hard, then believe them, isn't it? Because they've been there.
Okay. Well, right. I would have said that this was Ivor. Ivor would have, from the moment Ivor get a double salary in December, he would have got a double salary every month after that.
Oh, yeah.
You understand? So, tell them write to Ivor for a recipe of how to get that done.
A double salary every month?
And the moment Ivor get a double salary in December, he will have a double salary for every month after that.
Give us all the recipes so we could get a double salary every month.
But tell you wait to Ivor for the recipe.
Yeah, I want him.
No, you're not gonna think you have to write to him. You might charge a little fee for the information, but that's what everybody does, eh? So it's not information for everybody, and it's not information for the week of heart. So you gotta write to him privately and give you the information. So not for the week of heart. Not for everybody. So you got to contact him personally. It's not to be broadcasted.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Understood.
I just know that, you know, he can be worth it, though. He will tell you how to get a double salary every month after that. Now, there we go.
Yes, well, kind of, let's go ahead into the thing. We're not going to put limits on the under any pressure this morning, so.
Praise the Lord.
Let's get the commentary. We might come. Just not standing line.
Reflecting on the past week has given me cause to really think about Bob Marley's so much trouble in the world, and I kind of wonder if there is a point that we're going to get to some point where we can end some of this trouble. Sometimes there seems to be just that glimmer of hope, you know, and the brightness of the morning gives you that hope. Now, here in the Virgin Islands, we got the sad that the power company is on the verge of doing what they call rolling outages, which means you know certain parts of the country, certain parts of the territory are going to be without power for a certain period of time. And that is because that they owe their suppliers, they switched to propane fuel a couple of years ago. And it seems that the suppliers are saying, well, we ain't going to provide you with the fuel until you pay us what you owe us. And what they owe, I understand, is somewhere to the tune of $145 million. Now, quite a few people around have bought themselves propane fuel generators. So they're going to be all right, I guess. But then there are so many people, you know, people with sick and shut-ins and people who cannot survive without their power but don't have electricity. People who want their blood pressure machines to be functioning, people who want their
their tests to be done with respect to their diabetes and, you know, various other things. So this has very serious implications for the people of the territory of the Virgin Islands. And we have not heard yet, just recently had election, and we have not heard yet of anybody saying, well, here's the plan. We don't have to worry about what you have read in the papers or heard elsewhere. Just Friday morning at the court, Paul was out for a considerable period of time, over an hour, which means in that period of time, nothing could be done. And I'm sure it would have been the same situation all over the rest of the territory, with certain businesses coming to our heart. Now, that happens in the court because what has also happened is that the court generator has also failed.
Okay.
So we are looking forward, you know, in the next couple of months, we are sitting on the edge, waiting for November 30th to show up so that we can determine what's in store for us in terms of receiving power to operate our homes, businesses, and conduct our personal affairs. That's a great deal of trouble. In addition to that, you look around and the price of goods, foodstuffs, necessities, skyrocketing at exponential rates, which are driving a lot more people out of the market of participation for food, adequate food, healthy food, nutrition, is going to be even a worse problem. But the thing is that it strikes me not so much as this is what's happening in the Virgin Islands, but this is what's happening the world over. And every piece of paper you pick up seems to have the message of a crisis written on it, not just the Russia-Ukraine war, or the Brittany Griner confinement in Russia, not just the young man in Egypt who has decided to go on a hunger strike, not just the essence of the young man who got let out of jail yesterday, having served 30 years in prison for a crime that he did not commit. He's not young now. He's been in prison for 30 years since he was a teenager. And so where and when is this going to stop? Do we not, as human beings, have the intelligence and consciousness to bring this to a halt? And if we do have that intelligence, where is it? Now, it strikes me as being strange. We're on a university campus at the University of Idaho. Four young people who were students at the university were stabbed to death, as this opening story says, they were stabbed to death in their sleep. Now, the initial investigation, the investigators are saying it was a crime of rage. And my question is, what is it that could bring someone to such a stage of rage to kill someone in their sleep? It's amazing. I'm sure that it has happened before. And maybe it's the technology that brings this to us make it seem all the more heinous, that there are more people than the individual we single out as criminals and put in prison, some of whom are not even criminals, that is attending this chaos that we are experiencing. There's a world food threat based on the emission of gases and activities that sustain industrial capitalism. And millions of people are expected to go hungry because of this. and what is called climate change. Climate change. There's a meeting now in Egypt that is supposed to address that. But the young lady from Sweden, Greta Thunberg, said she was not going to go to that meeting, a 19-year-old now. She was invited to the meeting 4 years ago when she was 15. I think they thought it was cute. She was not going to go to that meeting because all they do is talk, no action. So we are under threat of extinction as human beings. That's the way I see it. And there is really no sense of alarm, no sense of urgency in addressing these problems. Now, they say that other human species, I should say other hominid species, species related to human beings, went extinct because they lacked the intelligence to survive. Have we reached that stage of deterioration the world over? That's my thoughts.
Okay. Want to listen to this?
Do you have a place for a couple who wants to slow down and reconnect?
You know, Steve, the island of Nevis in the Caribbean is a secluded, beautiful place that's got wonderful beaches, an authentic experience, and it is just the perfect place for a couple that wants to disconnect to reconnect. Now, you fly into St. Kitts and you take a boat over. So the view that we're seeing is what you see when you get off the boat at the Four Seasons Resort. And one of the many things I love about the Four Seasons Nevis is from the minute you get off that boat, you don't have to lift a finger. They do everything. In fact, they'll bring a mojito cart to you so you don't have to get up off the chair.
Let me tell you something. Who in here has ever gone to an island and stayed at a Four Seasons? Do you get what you see? This is so baller. Like, who wants to go to the island of Nevis? Let's go. Give me some faces. Let's go. All right, here we go, and stop. Oh, yeah. She's hugging people she don't know.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
What's your name?
Pam.
Pam.
Yes.
Ever been to Nevis?
No.
You ever stayed at Four Seasons?
No.
Girl, listen to me. You about to be balling so hard. We are sending you on a four-night private getaway to the Four Seasons Resort. You're going
in Nevis. All right, Nevis, get up from there. Uh-huh. But listen to this. Listen to this.
Cat Bowl, an anthology of Jamaican conversation. Thanks, Shelley, for the invite. And Elva Toka, here on the link next to L's. Oh, look here. If I start sweat, I'm becoming a Jamaican, okay? Chat about them Jamaicans. You know you're Jamaican if you have a whatnot in your house. And if when it is small, your kids grass loud. You know you're Jamaican if you keep white rum fish top of your head. And if you keep nine nights when somebody dead. You know you're a Jamaican if you have Sunday rice and peas. And every Easter, you have a nut, bun, and cheese. You know you're a Jamaican. A Super Saturday is a must. And Baranda Chat and Lavish are your favorite to discuss. You know you're Jamaican if you love to eat patty. And ice cream on Sunday night is what makes you feel happy. You know you're Jamaican if you're afraid to love you at night. And it's blue soap you use to make your clothes them white. You know you're Jamaican if worm medicine in your medicine chest. And if when you go to church, you put on your Sunday best. You know you're Jamaican. If reggae music makes your skin catch a fire. And if you can dance to soca, like your waist make out a wire. You know you're Jamaican. If you can peel sugar cane with your teeth. And if you kill goat or fowl, when you lay new concrete, you know you're Jamaican, if you know of it, also stand the side. And if we at least pull your heart with national pride, you know you're Jamaican, if you know of it, kiss your teeth. And if you drive like your man when you're up on the street, you know you're Jamaican, if you can cut your yaya and cut your pen. And if you call politicians by them post name, like you and them a friend, you know you're Jamaican if you have machete at home. And if you're a fan of sweet potato pudding or cassava pudding, you know you're Jamaican if you pick me ears them well hard. And if you have a mongrel dog or two living in your yard, you know you is Jamaican if you don't like pigeon line. And if you know who is John Public, John Crow, or Joe Grine, you know you is Jamaican if you can screw up your face. So you got, you just take over the place. Chat about.
Yeah. Yes.
You know me, there, Jamaica. So my heat hot. Thank you, my girl. Can I book ya?
All right, a little bit of entertainment there for you on this, the Saturday morning entertainment show, your Caribbean Global Voices. Well, we're getting very, very close to the end of things here. And Lynette, you're not off the hook yet, you know. Tell us what's happening over there in St. Kitts.
But I told you.
No.
You get a double salary and three rat days. What else do you need to know?
That's all that's happening over in St. Kitts?
Over in Nevis, I don't know. Over there, eating up with lectures, it looks like.
Okay, that's what I really was trying to get at. When I said Sink, is it talking about Sink, it's in Nevis?
Okay.
I heard...
Nevis seems to be buzzing up with elections.
Yeah, because you have people who telling people who their job can only talk to dogs and cats and all them kind of stuff, and they don't know how to talk to people. I heard all those kind of language. I mean, people are really out of place, man. If a person is a veterinarian, they're a doctor, and they work with animals, wouldn't you have to take your animal to the doctor as a person, and you communicate with the person so they can know what's going on with their animal? When I hear the lowdown that a person over the years only talked to dogs and cats, I know in the 60s they don't want to talk to people. I think people really, really gone senile.
I'm their cousin, so I leave that right there.
Politics makes strange bedfellows as well as it makes...
Politics is just too dirty that even your own family you could bring to the ground. That's not nice.
Well, we have to hold these people in. Yes.
You said people gone senile? We've been living in senile for years now. No? Do you just notice?
Well, I just noticed this one here more than ever.
We've been living in senile for decades now, man.
No, man, the COVID had something to do with this thing here too, man.
No,
because
no.
People who say they're bright. These people say they're really, really bright, you know.
Families break up and split up because big families have gone that way
Yeah, but I'm talking about people who's held at a higher esteem now. People who in leadership role, people who govern in countries and stuff and meeting people all the world over and dress nice and talk
and
nice.
That's
and
my point, Ivan. That is exactly my point. If you think that just because they dress up nice and look nice that they are sane, You just as mad as them.
Well, it catch on, you know. Things like this just catch on. It just spill over. Because
yeah.
I really can't how this is black and black, eh? I want people to know that. So how in the world the black and the white supposed to come together? And Lynette put it, say, blood can't come together. And this blood is black and black. One little 36 square mile where you can't even burp. And it's a bump in somebody's face in Nevis, how small it is. And you can bring people down to the lowest ebb. prior to that, one of them said, I know Jinjana got in a lot of donkeys. And I know the only set of people who are not going to vote for me is them donkeys. And that's the only way they're going to beat me, if all the donkeys vote for them. And they turn around and still vote for that person. And they still can't prove why they're in office. They can't prove why they're in government. And now an election is coming up. And on the grounds, I understand the polls are saying they wouldn't even come close to winning. But Lynette told me that the people them who they're bringing from all over the way who never see, think it's on Nevis. Oh, it was you who told me that? Okay, sorry. Must be
Must be some news over the Nevis, because I don't know nothing about Nevis politics except for I read on Facebook.
You told me what you read on Facebook, then. It's what you read. Anyway, folks, we're coming to the end of it. But at least Lynette told us that they're cousins, and this is how cousins behave. So Colonel told me, believe what they show you.
I mean, I sit back and watch a whole other politics mashup of all the families who have been very close for years, I mean, all their lives, and then politics come in and mash up a whole family.
And you wouldn't call that insanity?
As your husband and wife.
Huh?
And you mash up husband and wife politics.
Okay, so I'm asking, wouldn't you call that insanity? Isn't that a sign of insanity? Isn't that a sign of mental and psychological disorder?
Something of the nature.
Okay, let me see if I can say this. Let me see if you're going to come to you. Hold on. It's on the same line with you, Lynette, so it's not going to come to you. Let me hang up from Lynette a little bit here. Okay, let's see if we can do this.
Legitimate debate. We can't debate imagination. And that's why I use the word erratic, Dr. Bassett comes up with. I mean, I know she's not having to communicate with humans.
No.
It's a human being. Right? Because, you know,
we got to start it again.
In a different way, I don't know. But talking to humans, and humans have a brain, they're going to ask.
It's failing me. It played well this morning, but it's giving me some hiccup here right now. Let's do that again.
Country. I'm not standing here, Ms. Budget, suggesting to you that I am perfect or that this government is perfect. I have never suggested that. I have often said that we are imperfect beings. You're called upon to do a job. There are mistakes made along the way. There are things which perhaps, with the benefit of hindsight, you could do over, you'll do differently. But at the end of the day, let us have a legitimate debate. We can't debate fabrications and figments of people's imagination. And that's why I use the word erratic, because the kinds of pronouncements that Dr. Bartlett comes up with. I mean, I know she's a vet, and so she has spent a lot of years not having to communicate with humans. So I don't know if that has affected her ability now that she's seeking to communicate with human beings. Right? Because, you know, dogs and cats, I suppose, they communicate with her in a different way. I don't know. But those skill sets you can't necessarily take now and apply to humans. You know, talking to humans. And humans have a brain and they're going to ask questions. Like, well, why you say that? And what do you mean by that? And how come you just discover certain things? Because we're not talking about youngsters.
Well, there you have it. Well, last week we just cut off abruptly. We had 20 seconds. Colonel, send us home.
Yes. To all the fans, friends, supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, we thank you for your presence and for your listening here. And before I go, let me once again say happy birthday to Kathleen. That comes up on the 21st, to Tasha's mom, Sylvia. In her memory, she
departed this life last year. Her birthday would have also been coming up on the 21st. And, you know, let me just remind, in memory of my son, Chekan, who departed this life on the 21st of November in 2003. Thank you for coming in. Thank you for listening. And I'm hoping that everyone has a wonderful week and enjoy it all the way until we pick up again next week.
Yes, enjoy the Gobble Gobble Day as well. Come Thursday. Bundle up folks, those who are in the Northeast and who are in the North. Getting very, very cold these days. And for the football fans, well, begins the FIFA football, Virgil, football. And, of course, we will be rooting for our favorite teams. I've had 3 selections, and I've got Brazil, Brazil, Brazil. But tomorrow evening, you are going to be in tune to the cricket show, where you will hear the heavyweights when they get in from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock in the p.m. And they'll have exclusive sports. Football would be on top of the agenda, since the T20 World Cup would have gone past. But cricket is always in the air. So in the West Indies, we're having the 50 overs down there that's happening. So that's going to be high on the agenda as well. So 515-605-9850, that's the number you call to get in. And you can always tune in on the blocktalkradio.com/9, 7 until 10 Eastern Caribbean time. So we see you then. Thanks to that panel. We heard from Mertius. We heard from Leon. We heard from the class of reunion of 1972. Colonel represented Dawn and Debbie this morning. We also heard from Lynette this morning. Dr. B lend us his voice this morning. So until we come your way, as Colonel would have said, next week, adios, amigo. And we shall meet by and by in the street, by and by. Until then, ta-da!